This is Bucky Bacall with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. On today's episode, I finally get to do something I've always been meaning to do and plan to do more often in the future. Take some of the spotlight off of me and my flock in order to visit with some of the people in North America who have signed on to the Bucky Bacall agenda of a nation that returns to the wisdom of days where a chicken or three or even more inhabit every suitable backyard, rural, urban, and suburban. The backyard chickeners of the 21st century come from a variety of backgrounds, have incomes ranging from federal poverty level to Martha Stewart, and are using spaces from less than 100 square feet to as much as an acre. What we share is an interest in quality food and nutrition, self-reliance, animal welfare, and the survival of the planet.
I'm here in the backyard of Melissa and Jonathan, who do live in the city of Boise. They're a little bit on the outskirts, so they got a full acre, and they're allowed to have a few more chickens than three, which is the legal limit in part of Boise where I have my chickens. We got six or seven Rhode Island Reds.
You got to count the roosters separate, because we have seven hens and one rooster.
So what happened with the rooster? Did you want a rooster? How'd that all come about?
Actually, we were so excited. We went to D&B, and we shelled out $350 for our pullets, and we brought them home, and they were so cute. Little yellow birds, all fluffy with their down. And as they got older and got to that adolescent stage, one was turning to be kind of white. And we thought, oh, they messed up. They gave us not a Rhode Island Red, but a different breed. So we were pretty excited, saying, oh, that's going to be a pretty chicken, because it was white, and the other ones were kind of not as pretty. And as it got bigger and bigger, it kept the white color, and it was actually the prettiest chicken. I always said, oh, you're such a pretty girl. And about 3 weeks ago, I went out to let him out, and the white chicken came running out, did a little run through the run, jumped up on top of a dirt clod, and did his first cock-a-doodle-doo. And I told it to shut up. I explained to it, no, you're a girl. And it looked at me and looked around and did it again. And I'm like, shh, quiet, someone will hear you. So I go in the house and I wake my husband up because it's about 5:30. I'm like, honey, the chicken's confused. It's cock-a-doodle-dooing. And he goes, then it's a rooster. And I go, no, it's a really pretty girl, just confused.
Well, I can say he definitely is a rooster. There's no doubt about that. But actually, hens do crow sometimes. So what did get you started in chicken, and what was your primary motivation or motivations?
Well, actually, my husband and I have been doing some research on just being more able to maybe have a garden, have fresh eggs, being less dependent on the supermarket, be more self-reliant. And he convinced me to have chickens. I thought, great, I want one chicken. And he's like, if you're going to have a chicken, you just don't get one. I go, okay, I'll take two. And he's like, okay, she's a slow learner. So he went to D&B, and he brought me home eight. But actually, after he brought them home, I was glad we have eight, because they keep each other company. I would hate just having one poor, lonely rooster on our property. And also, the number of eggs you can get. I've had many, many friends say, you're raising chickens? Really? Are you going to sell the eggs? Put me on the list, because they really want that type of organic thing where it's a free range. I heard you can't hard boil them. You have to wait a few weeks to hard boil an egg, which I was like, no, I get them at the store. I bring them home. I'm always just throwing them in the hot water and they're fine. They're like, well, that's because your eggs are like 2 months old. That's amazing to think that your eggs are that old and stale in a way.
They come out a little hard to peel because they haven't really separated from the shell yet, but You can do it. I've tried it. But I don't know why you would do that when you can have a beautiful, safe, salmonella-free, tough, orange, tasty yolk, over-easy egg. It'd be a crime to hard-boil one of those. What's the bug situation? And
Well, that was another motivating factor, was doing the self-reliance and wanting to have the organic garden. We don't want to use pesticides, and see if they won't go up and down the garden rows and take care of the bugs. So far, I think that's working. They do spend some time, especially when we have the vineyard, and they are getting to where they will start going up and down the rows of the garden. At first, it was a little bit of a problem. They never touched any of the plants except for the corn. Now the corn's getting big enough to where it's no longer an issue, but I think going forward, we'll have to separate that off. They did do a fair amount of damage to some of the corn earlier on. But
my experience has been that hens that eat bugs make the best tasting eggs, so you can look forward to that as well. And what are you feeding your hens, or what are they eating? What are they finding to eat? We're talking about bugs, kind of dancing around the subject. What's the feeding program here?
When we first got them, we got a chick starter. And then we've gone away from that. Now we're using a scratch feed. And once they start laying eggs, you want to give them the shells.
Later on, once they start producing eggs, we'll probably mix some shell in there with it as well.
And one of the things that we're really wanting to do is we're going to do different type of corn. We've been talking about the corn we have now in our garden, which is a sweet corn for us to eat. But we've also been looking into getting a different type of corn to have it dry on the stalk and basically be able to ground that up for during the wintertime. We could feed them that type of thing. And we've also done a little bit more research of making our own feed to get them through the winter. And I didn't even realize that, not thinking about it, I'm a huge rice fan. And my husband's like, well, you know, you're scraps. You don't eat your rice, just feed to the chicken. I'm like, they eat rice? It's like, as long as it's not, you know, dehydrated rice, it's a fluffy rice. Yeah, they love it. It's a grain. I'm like, wow, I never even thought about it. So that's a really nice thing that my leftovers can go directly to them and they'll love it.
Get that rice that's sticking to the edge of the pan, and then you get it super soaked. That's a good way to get them hydrated and to get their grain in there. So have there been any big surprises for you besides the surprise of finding out that sex chicken isn't necessarily 100% the science that you pay $3.50 as opposed to $1.50 for isn't reliable? Has there been any other surprises?
A friend of mine told me to bring worms because we were, you know, checking out our soil and say, per foot, you should have so many earthworms. And I thought, well, as long as we're counting earthworms, we might as well feed them to our little chickens. And it was hilarious that when I first fed them the worms, they didn't know what to do with them. They were just like, But the youngest and the smallest, don't know why, she knew what they were for. And she would run up and grab it, and they'd all chase after her. And it was the funnest thing to watch. It was just so amusing.
The thing that really surprised me about the chickens is what I'm seeing right now is this chicken on your lap. I had chickens when I grew up and never really noticed them or thought of them as being friendly. And these chickens, when they were chicks, we handled them a lot, and they basically have no fear. And they'll come right up to you, let you pick them up, and I'm quite surprised at how sociable they are with each other and with people. And they try to be sociable with their cats.
Well, thanks a lot for sharing your operation with me, and it's always good to see you. I know you both know a bit about agriculture and have been exposed to chickens before, but having them in your backyard for just a couple months and already you're full-fledged chickeners, that's the real story that happens to everybody. You become an expert overnight because they're just so lovable, adorable, and so many advantages. And if there's anybody in the city of Boise who can get a rooster, a beautiful rooster who's really cool and needs a new home, contact me through email at bucky@radioboise.org. This is Bucky Bacall. I had a good time.
Bucky Bacall's Backyard Chicken Broadcast was produced by the Sagebrush Variety Show with support from Boise Community Radio and the Green Institute.